Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast zum Deutschlernen. First of all, I have to apologize for the last lesson. I uploaded the wrong file. So if you have downloaded it early on, you maybe have the wrong file. It should be a vocabulary drill. If you don't have it, you might want to update it. Secondly, I finally found out how to keep all old lessons on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and update the German podcast, you can find, should find all lessons starting from the first one. Finally. Okay, that hopefully will be much more convenient for you. Then I want to thank Darcy Grant, because I'm not sure he or she sent me quite a large amount of money, kind of as a Christmas present for the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It comes at a good time because I have to pay for the web server again, and yeah, it kind of pays for my expenses. Thanks. And of course, for you others, I've put a link on the homepage. You can donate me some money with PayPal if you want to. It's easy, it's safe, and yeah, it helps. Okay, and then I have another good news, because I hope I've created a PDF file containing the transcript of today's lesson with additional vocabulary, extras, and so on. So you might want to take a look at that. And I've put it onto iTunes as well, so you have two lessons today, one containing the PDF and one the audio podcast. Okay. Today I want to provide you several ways to introduce yourself. Formal, informal, you know, my name is, my job is, I'm age, and so on. So I will just start to provide several ways to do that. Guten Tag, mein Name ist Stefan Wiesner. Ich habe Wirtschaftsinformatik studiert und wohne in Luzern. Ich bin Deutscher, lebe aber seit 5 Jahren in der Schweiz. This might be an average introduction I might give. I don't know, maybe I go on holidays with some people I do not know, and we sit in a circle and everybody introduces itself. I would say something like that. Now, another one. Hallo, ich bin die Eva, 32 Jahre alt, ich habe 2 Kinder und bin Hausfrau. Wohnen tue ich in Stuttgart. Yeah, might be the same circumstances, something kind of informal. She says her name is Eva, she is 32 years old, she has 2 kids, she works as a housewife, and she lives in Stuttgart. Okay, here's another one. Ja, hallo erstmal, ich bin der Horst aus Zürich. Mein Beruf ist Komiker. Zurzeit ziehe ich mit dem Zirkus Krone durch Deutschland. Okay, that was Horst. He lives in Zurich. He is a comedian. And currently he works at a circus. Circus is called Krone. It's a famous circus in Europe. And he's traveling through Germany. Again, not so different. Now, with Swiss people, they very often state their what's called Heimatgemeinde. This has traditional roots. In earlier times, this was the town they grew up in. Nowadays, as people move more often, it usually is a town their father lived in, and they might have lived there as well, or they might not. You don't know all that, but this Heimatgemeinde is very important. It's kind of where they belong, and it's important for them. And usually they can hear it from the accent. You know, somebody's talking in Swiss dialect, and the other Swiss people can hear from which village he or she comes. It's amazing how they can differentiate it down to a village. We Germans, in contrast, might provide the town we were born in, but only if asked for. I would never provide this information in an introduction, but it's a part of our unique identification and is printed in our ID cards, and for something, yeah, for an exam, maybe somebody will ask me my full name and my place of birth. And this would be the Heimatgemeinde for the Swiss and Geburtsort for me as a German. Of course, I have put some of the vocabularies in the PDF, as I stated earlier. Now, some more introductions. Liebe Kollegen, es ist mir eine Freude, Ihnen unsere neue Geschäftsführerin, Frau Meyer, vorzustellen. This is very formal. This is somebody introducing a new CEO or a new director. And the new director is called Frau Meyer. And he just introduces her and now she's introducing herself. Guten Morgen, liebe Kollegen. Wie Sie gerade gehört haben, ist mein Name Kerstin Meyer. Die letzten 5 Jahre war ich Geschäftsführerin bei Müller & Sohn. She greets Sie. People sitting in front of her, I assume, with dear colleagues. And she states her name, Kerstin Meyer. She says that she has worked for 5 years as director at a company called Müller & Sohn. And now she's probably going to, you know, speak about what she's planning to do, how pleased she is that she is allowed to work at this company and so on. Yeah, and let's say I'm at work and a new applicant comes to a meeting with me. I will just introduce myself like, "Hallo Herr Meyer, mein Name ist Wiesner, ich bin der Abteilungsleiter der Testabteilung." So I would greet him, state my name and my position. Yeah, I would say that I'm leading a test department in this case. So now you have seen different ways to introduce yourself, formal, informal, short and a little bit longer. And I hope there were some interesting words in it. Now let's try for an exercise. Let's say you are invited for coffee trinken, you know, coffee time, at some friends. You do not know the person sitting next to you, and she asked who you are. What would be your answer? Okay, of course I can't answer that for you, I can't give you a solution for that, but this might be a good opportunity to think about how would you introduce yourself in German. Okay, let's say, assume you are called Michael Meyer, age 30, you work as a lawyer in Frankfurt. How might you introduce yourself to a business acquaintance? And again, you know, you might want to stop the podcast and think about it. I've put an example solution in the PDF, so you might want to take a look there. Now, a final exercise. Picture yourself at a gym, in Sportstudio, admiring a nice young lady, or a nice young boy, man, whatever, next to you. How might you introduce yourself to her or him? And again, I've put an example in the PDF. But it might be a good way to think about first, come up with some ideas and yeah, try to figure it out on your own. Okay, that was it about introductions, but now a little add-on about kisses and handshakes. In Northern Germany we shake hands. We are kind of cold, maybe. You know, in Italy, everybody is kissing each other, even men. We in Northern Germany, we just shake hands. And in between, in the southern parts of Germany and in Switzerland, with friends, as well with foreigners, you might greet each other with kisses, with 1 to 3 kisses to the cheeks. You know, not on the mouth, but on the cheeks. How much time it takes to turn to such a kissable friend depends on the people involved. This holds true only for woman-to-woman and man-to-woman meetings. Men do not kiss each other, neither in Germany nor in Switzerland. Yeah, and these greetings are kind of turning a Bekanntschaft into a Freundschaft, you know, becoming more deeper friends. So it does not have to be very deep, but, you know, we wouldn't do it on the first time we meet, but maybe it's the third time or after we spend a lot of time together, like meeting for a course, for a weekend course, and we are sitting all day together doing exercises, and in the end we might exchange kisses already, but usually only after several meetings. And I'm a man, so I always let the woman determine the time we start kissing. I'm not forcing myself onto her. Yeah. I would think that's it for today. I have a final newsletter. No, not newsletter. I've taken a look at the newspaper today and just taking a short article and put it in the PDF as well. There's an English translation to it, and I will just read the German part to you. Bern. Evakuation nach Brand. Wegen einem Brand in der Nähe des Kongress- und Kursaals Bern sind heute Nachmittag vorübergehend 70 Personen evakuiert worden. Verletzt wurde aber niemand. Die Höhe des Sachschadens ist vorerst nicht bekannt, wie die Berufsfeuerwehr Bern mitteilte. Die Feuerwehr war kurz nach 12.30 Uhr über den Brand informiert worden. Die Brandursache ist Gegenstand von Untersuchungen. Ja, that's it for today. We have Samstag, den 29.12. Wir haben fast Silvester. Today, finally, ja. 4 weeks. We had fog for four. I'm not joking. We had 4 weeks of fog. I've hardly seen the sun in 4 weeks. Only if I went into the mountains. I had to go into the mountains to just see a glimpse of the sun. So today, the first time for 4 weeks, dass die Sonne wieder scheint. The sun is shining. And it kind of, you know, is great. It makes for a good mood and, yeah, people are smiling more on the street and it really helps to see the sun after such a long period of fog. Okay. Anyway, that's it for today. I just say tschüss.